Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do an awful lot of talking about the value of your brand, and I'm excited about this next segment.
Absolutely. Would you like to create an irresistible brand on any budget? The author of How to Create an Irresistible Brand on Any Budget, a practical and entertaining guide to crafting your own brand strategy, Maria Ross is our guest. Maria, welcome to the show.
Hi, Angel and Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Maria. Very nice to have you with us today. Let's do a little foundation laying, if we may, at the very beginning. What does brand really mean to you? And do all businesses really need one?
I love this question. I get this a lot, especially from my small business owners. And it's really simple. I think there's a lot of really long books out there that try to complicate the issue. But brand is really just your reputation. It's the core promise that you make to customers. It's what people think of when they think of you. So, for example, Nordstrom, we might think of really high-quality merchandise and great customer service. When we think of a Virgin America, let's say, we might think of cheeky, irreverent, a party brand. So it's really just about determining what you want to be known for and then communicating that clearly and consistently through everything you do. And to the question of does every business need one, absolutely. The marketplace is so crowded, people's attention spans are short, and you need to make sure that you stand out so that your customers or your future customers understand where to file you in their mental file drawer.
Maria, I have a follow-up question to that because something kind of clicked in my head, and that is whether you think you need one or not, it's inevitable. What people think of you.
It is, and you're going to have one whether you think you have one or not, because people are always going to form an impression of you. They're going to determine what types of services or products you offer. They're going to think about what type of image or personality you convey. So you need to be deliberate and intentional to make sure that the image that people get in their minds is the image that you can deliver and that you want them to have.
All right. So, Maria, when most people think of their brand, they simply think of their logo, but you're talking about their reputation. How do you help business owners get past that hurdle of thinking of their brand as just their logo and more about their reputation?
I tell my clients that your brand is actually communicated in three different ways because, again, it's reputation, right? So it's communicated visually, verbally, and experientially. Visually is the stuff that most people think of, the logo, the colors, the website layout. But verbally is the story that you tell. What are you known for? What are your main messages? What do you communicate? And how do you speak? What's the personality of your website copy or your marketing brochures? And then finally, where the rubber hits the road is experientially. So you've promised these brand attributes to the world. Do you actually deliver when someone purchases from your company or does business with you? And that's really the most important thing. Can you deliver the brand promise that you're putting out into the world?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And now, you know, we talked about creating that irresistible brand on any budget. I imagine that in your experience, there have been a few mistakes that some business owners have made in their messaging efforts. Yes?
Absolutely, and that's what I talk about in Branding Basics for Small Business, which is the book that Angel referred to. But, yeah, there's some common mistakes. The biggest two mistakes that I see, especially from small business owners, is, number one, not being clear enough about defining their ideal customer. This doesn't mean you go after a niche that's five people and not going to be scalable enough for you, but it means really determine who you're selling to. If you say your market is everyone, that's not true. If you say your market is even women, there's so many different types of women out there. You really need to have a clear picture of who your ideal customer is. Who is Jane? Give her an age. Tell me about her family. What does she like to do in her spare time? What does she care about? The more that you can identify a clear target customer that's right for your product, the better that your brand will connect with a real-life human being rather than try to be all things to all people. And the second big mistake I see people, especially small businesses, make is that they talk about their features and what they sell. They don't talk about the benefits that they provide from the customer point of view. So let's say you're an event management company. You might say that you do weddings, you do birthday parties, you do all these things that you do. What you really need to communicate on your website or your marketing materials is what does the customer get? What are the main benefits? And I always try to get clients to think of three main benefits because people can't remember a laundry list.
I like that. What do the customers get? And it is, we get so caught up, Maria, in our own company and what we do and the service we provide, that when we open our mouths and start talking, it's all about me. And the customer goes, blah, blah, blah. I don't hear you. I see your lips moving, but I don't hear anything. All right. So let's talk about a couple of myths that hold some small business owners, hold them back when it comes to branding.
Yeah, absolutely. The first one is that it's difficult and time-consuming to create a brand. It's not. It really just requires you to sit down and do some heavy thinking on some key questions. And I've boiled it down to 10 key questions in my book, Branding Basics for Small Business. And I encourage clients, you know, sit down with a glass of wine on a couple hours and just sit down and think about these questions and think about what you want your brand to represent, who you want to sell to, what you want them to get out of your product. And once you do that, you will have the basis of what your brand should be. The second myth is that it's expensive to create a brand. And we've all seen big companies like Apple or Nike, as you know, spend a lot of money. And yes, is that easier to create a brand that's memorable in less time? Absolutely. But brand is really just about being clear and consistent with your message. And you can infuse that message into every single customer touch point that you have, from the way that you staff your shop to how you wrap packages to how easy your website is to navigate. All of those things can communicate something about your brand in a very inexpensive way.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is that brand is all fluff, which this one I love, because, you know, there's private equity companies that pay lots and lots of money to buy brands, and all they're really buying is the brand name and the image that people have of that brand. So branding is not fluff. It actually does impact your bottom line. It helps you stand out from your competition. It helps you, in some cases, charge a premium for your products, and it helps you really create a core, loyal tribe of followers, and that's going to lead to more sales.
Absolutely.
And then the fourth one is that all designers are the same. So when you're talking about the visual aspect of your brand, your logo, your colors, your website, people just assume if somebody knows how to use Illustrator or Photoshop or how to program a website for $99, that's going to be good enough to convey their brand. And the point I try to make is not that you have to spend a lot of money on a designer, but you've got to make sure you're using a designer who understands that you're trying to communicate a verbal message visually. And that's a very different skill than someone who just knows how to program pretty pictures. And lastly, this is the big one with my clients, is that branding works immediately. It doesn't. It takes time to build up that reputation, to engender trust from the people that you want to do business with you, and to become known for something. But the great news is that the more clear and consistent you can be and kind of beat the drum, if you will, over and over and over again, the faster you can build your brand with people, and they'll remember you for whatever you want to be known for.
Well, Maria, you were so articulate talking about branding and covering all those myths, all the kind of debunking what small business is thinking about and why they're ignoring the value of putting their brand together and actually pulling their team and thinking about it. Now, you're out of Seattle, Washington. Talk about your company and what you do.
Well, I just moved last week. I'm actually in the San Francisco Bay Area now.
But, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Nobody really knows yet.
They do know.
The listeners are the first to know. I help clients. I help solopreneurs. I help startups. I help small to mid-sized companies really build their brand story and think through what their brand strategy should be and help them figure out how they can bring that brand to life. So which designers should they use? You know, which tactics should they be employing for their marketing plan, things like that. So I really help them with that all-important strategy component so that they can take off running.
I love it. And how do people find you?
They can find me at my website, which is red-slice.com, and I hope they will check it out. I run a blog that's got juicy tips and advice and information for people looking for good nuggets about branding and marketing for their own business.
Well, Maria Ross, thank you so very much for joining us. And again, red-slice.com, and brilliantly stated, again, just lines up with everything that we believe and teach here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for joining
awesome.
Us.
Well, thank you. I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you.